Our next item is conditional use number 1877, Tide Water Utilities Incorporated.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I had the planning and zoning staff research this, and as well as the council and myself, and I've tried to put together a motion that would be consistent with previous similar type of applications. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1877 for Tide Water Utilities for an elevated water storage tank public utility based upon the record for the following reasons. One, the project benefits the health, safety, and welfare of the residents in the area. Two, the elevated water storage tower will provide for water supply to current and future area residents. Three, fire protection capabilities will be further enhanced to the area. Four, the project will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Five, water utility operations like those in this project are subject to substantial regulation by the Public Service Commission, DENREC, Public Health, State Fire Marshal, FAA, among others. Six, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum capacity of the tower shall not exceed 400,000 gallons. B, the maximum height of the tower shall be 160 feet. C, the lighting at the tower shall be limited to normal security lights, which shall be shielded from nearby neighbors and roadways, and safety lights will be provided as required by the Federal Aviation Administration on the tower. D, the tower shall be painted white or a sky neutral color, and no signage or other lettering shall be permitted on it. E, the water facility shall be surrounded by a security fence at least 8 feet in height. F, structural design and operation of the water facility shall comply at a minimum with industry standards such as the American Water Works Association. G, the applicant has offered to allow placement of antenna on a tower by government and public safety agencies at no charge and will reserve 50% of the antenna space for such use. H, one lighted ground level sign shall be permitted, identifying the owner and providing emergency contact information. Last, the site plan shall be subject to review and approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of all applicable agency approvals.
Second.
I move and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1877, Tide Water Utilities Incorporated, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And carries 4-0 with Mr. Burton abstaining because he did not participate in the public hearing.